98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station is proud to present to you our Bubble Boy.
I'm the boy in the bubble.
Jason Demers joins Bickley and Murata from the NHL bubble in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Ryan Johansson leads for Josi, and now over the line, Forsberg's got it, but it's taken away, and here's Grabner. Grabner is in shorthanded. Michael Grabner scores! Michael Grabner, seen that a couple of dozen times, and it's 4-1.
Are you kidding me? Welcome back to the lineup, Michael Grabner.
Matt McConnell, Tyson Nash on the call on Fox Sports Arizona. Fourth and final goal for the Coyotes. They win game one over Nashville, 4-3. Game two slated for tomorrow in Edmonton. And we go back to the bubble. Jason Demers, Coyotes defenseman, checks in with us for the first time this week. Jason, congratulations on the win. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
That's good. I had to ask. It was a good win for us. Everybody showed up and just competed their butts off, and it's nice to see when the guys are ready to go like
all right.
That.
Well, what did it feel like after all of the buildup to get out there, play a game that mattered, a game that's actually a playoff game, and now you guys are sitting with a 1-0 lead in a best-of-five series? It must be kind of surreal.
I mean, yeah, those first few shifts when kind of guys are running all over the place, you're like, oh, wow, this is really surreal thing. But I think it was great for our young guys that, you know, have never gotten a playoff game to get their feet wet. And I thought the guys did a great job of managing our start. We had a great start. And then, you know, we sat back a little bit in the third. But, I mean, that kind of happens in playoffs. They came out with their hair on fire in the third period, and we just kind of tried to manage the chances against. And Kemps was huge, like always. So, but it's huge for us. We wanted to go up 1-0. You want to have that first game under your belt, and we have a back-to-back coming, so it's important to get that first game.
About that start, Jason, I think it would maybe have been the first shift, if not the first, one of the first shifts of the game where Hall just, you know, kind of takes a run at Josi and lays him out. What kind of tone does that set for the team when you see a player of his caliber going up against a great player like Josi and doing that? What does that do for the rest of the team?
I mean, it lifts us all up. You know, we really... The coaches really wanted us to focus in on those, that top four, their D core. They play a lot of minutes, and you got to make it hard for them. You got to bump them when you can, and make sure that it's a long series and that they have to play 200 feet. So, I thought it's great when you see guys like that, your top guys engaged and executing the game plan like that. And I think it trickles down the lineup. And I thought everybody did a great job of following our game plan to a T.
All right, back in the day when he played for the Islanders, Michael Grabner famously scored two shorthanded goals on the same penalty kill, so he's got some experience with doing that. What kind of lift emotionally does that bring a hockey club when you pull off a play like he did?
I mean, especially with everything he's been through the past 2 years, you know, getting that injury last year with his eye and coming back and finding his game, and you know, then he was kind of in and out of the lineup this year, but you know, we all love when he's in the lineup. He's one of the best, if not the best, PKer in the NHL. He's dangerous. He's a threat always on the PK, and he's just a smart player. So I mean, guys were so happy for him. The bench kind of erupted, and we kind of knew that he was going to get a breakaway that game, just because it's something he does. He just seems to find a breakaway once a game on the penalty kill. And when he scored, it was just such a huge lift for our team. And guys, couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Talking to Jason Demers, Coyotes defenseman from Edmonton. Yotes lead it to 1-0 with game two against Nashville tomorrow. Your fellow defenseman, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, he started the scoring on what could only be described as a fluky goal, kind of deflected a couple times, flutters in. And I know it's always important, especially early in a series, game one, to get one under your belt. Does it matter how you guys get the first goal? Would you rather have a pretty goal, or is the fluky one, you know, does it have the same effect on a team's psyche?
I mean, any puck that goes in is good on the other side. I mean, guys will tell you. I mean, it goes off your head, off your foot, off your behind. It doesn't matter. It goes in the net, and even if it goes off another player, I mean, we'll take what we can get, and those are the goals that you need in the playoffs. You need those garbage goals.
I'm curious about this. We didn't ask you this last time, but I want to ask you now. On the ice, it's been a tough season in a lot of different ways. You had a great thing going for a while, then it kind of chunked apart, and you guys got a second chance here. But in between, we've had management upheaval. The team has lost its general manager. Where is the team on this? Are you aware of it? Are you impervious to it? Do you block it out? Does it even matter to you guys?
I mean, listen, it's going to be around no matter what. You're going to hear things, but I think as long as the group of guys stays tight together and we know we're playing for each other and for the you know, we're playing for Arizona. So, I mean, I think it's that's our mindset going in, is just play for the guy next to you and, you know, and just block out the other noise.
Talking to Jason Demers of the Coyotes here on Bickley and Murata. One of the keys, too, is you guys, block shots, especially down the stretch. You had a big block shot, one of your five in the game. Everybody on the defense had at least one block shot. For those of us who have never felt it, Jason, it's something that's a big part of your job description, obviously. What does that feel like? Can you describe it to anything that is relatable to the non-hockey player?
I mean, it depends where you get hit. But, I mean, you know, kind of imagine walking up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe.
Yeah. I've done that.
You double that pain a little bit. That's kind of what you'll feel. But, I mean, listen, we have a lot of equipment. It depends where you get hit. And in the heat of the moment, you don't really feel it. You kind of feel it. You feel it later on or the next morning. But you just hope it doesn't hit you anywhere where it'll do too much damage.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now, you mentioned this earlier because I do think this is a fascinating twist in the schedule, and really it makes it important for the team that won Game 1. You guys got back-to-backs, you know, two hockey games in the span of 48 hours that are playoff games, which is really unheard of, but it's also an incredible opportunity for you guys to jump on this team and close this thing out, bang, bang. Where's your mindset with handling and capitalizing on this real tough bit of schedule?
I mean, listen, we got to take it game by game. We got the first game, which is huge, like you said. And then we just got to have our mind on tomorrow. You know, it doesn't matter what's going to happen the game after. We just got to worry about, you know, the first shift of tomorrow and making sure that we get off to a good start. And we play the same way. We play a hard, gritty game and we got to prepare ourselves that it might be a long series, and you got to just keep grinding and pounding away on them and make sure that they have to work for everything they get.
When was the last time you played so many day games in a row, Jason? It's got to be a long time, I imagine.
Jeez, it's like travel hockey when I was like 13, which is, I mean, I love it, though. It's fun. It's like summer camp right now, so.
Well, you know what it is, dude. There's a lot, and you know this. There's a lot of guys in the Valley who play in leagues, play recreationally. They can't get ice time till like 1 o'clock in the morning. So hockey players notoriously can play at any time, anywhere.
Exactly. You're trained. You start early when you're young, and then you start playing later when you're older, and then now we're kind of right in the middle. So
as long as there's a pitcher of beer waiting for you afterwards, it's all good.
The glass of wine.
Right. There you go.
It's more heart healthy. Good move, Jason.
Fine. Take care of the blood.
There you go.
Final thing I was wondering about last week, and I failed to ask you, and obviously this is being treated as postseason by the team, by the league, but was there any kind of hemming and hawing on when players were going to start their playoff beards this year because of this weird format?
I mean, some guys started early. I kind of took my playoff beard from the day we flew out. I wanted to shave, so kind of the first day in the bubble. So it's more of a bubble beard right now. And then we'll see how long we can get this thing.
Well, I'll tell you this. In closing, this is just texted to Vinny and myself. Yesterday's Coyotes game, the highest rated game on Fox Sports Arizona since March of 2014. That kind of goes to show you that if you guys are in a playoff situation, there's an audience here in the Valley waiting for you.
I think so. You know, I think it's there in the Valley, and you know, it's been shown. You know, sometimes Arizona doesn't get the best rep with supporting the Coyotes, but we know it's out there, and we know people want to cheer us on, and we got to give them something to cheer about. So yeah. It's on us as well.
Yeah, well said.
Well, it was off to a good start yesterday, 1-0. Good luck tomorrow, Jace, and Wednesday, and we will talk to you again later in the week. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks,
thank you,
guys.
Jason.
Take care. Jason Demers, Bubble Boy from Edmonton, Coyotes defenseman. Yotes up 1-0 on Nashville. Game 2 is tomorrow, but he joined us here on Bickley and Mirage.
Next time we talk to him, the Coyotes could officially in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, they